deny, but confess, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning, Doctor Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Carl Pullman, who is an engineer background in understanding the problems with electricity, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about his background, but I want to bring you another program on the very real danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack. Because, of course, I think we're drawing closer to a conflict over there in the Near East, in the Middle East, and certainly Iran has said that if Israel attacks Iran, she will respond with an attack on America, which, of course, is ridiculous. I mean, how could Iran possibly attack America except by an EMP effort? Now, we have, from reliable sources, knowledge that Iran has been practicing launching an EMP attack on America. They've gone to the Caspian Sea. They actually have there the ability from ships to launch their missiles into the stratosphere. And they've actually been practicing on how to set off a stratospheric explosion with a nuclear weapon. You're not hearing about this in the controlled media because the media is controlled. You're not getting the truth. Is it possible that anything like this could happen to America? And what would it mean to you and I? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. Because it's very obvious that there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to block intelligent efforts to put breakers into our grid system and other things that would protect us from the devastating influence of an EMP attack on America. Carl, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background in engineering and why you are concerned about the possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States?
Well, I started as a teenager back in the 1950s as an amateur radio interested person, and I got a first-class radio telephone engineer's license from the FCC by taking examination. Then I got a degree in physics, started to take graduate work in physics, was drafted, spent 2 years at White Sands, where a friend of mine had his problem with he was a photographer, and his flash bulbs kept going off when the high-energy radar beams would come through and paint his equipment. That was my first experience with the strength of electromagnetic fields similar to EMP. After graduating from my 2 years in the Signal Corps, then I went on to a long career in aerospace where I was doing program development, embedded systems, and my interest in physics continued, but my work actually involved working with people. There was one project, the the Orbiting Geophysical Observatory, where instruments in near-Earth orbit observed during the International Geophysical Year. A lot of the near-space electromagnetic effects that were going on as the sun was emitting its maximum, its solar maximum of charged particles, which would interact with the magnetic field lines of the Earth and cause the so-called Van Allen belts. So this was my background. Dr. Stan, do you have questions on EMP?
Well, why don't you just tell us what, tell our listeners what an EMP attack is and how it would impact on America and why we should be concerned about the very real possibility that someone might use this on America to really undermine the very fabric of our society, because we're so dependent upon our electric grid and the ready availability of electricity.
Okay. First of all, when a nuclear explosion occurs, this can occur below the ground, at surface level, high in the air, out into near space, or even further away. What we've found is that, first of all, there's a very large amount of energy released, huge amounts of heat and prompt radiation. Much of the radiation is charged particles, protons and electrons. These particles are basically generated and created by the very, very high temperatures of the nuclear explosion. The temperatures are so high that they reach those of the sun, and if you have hydrogen present, hydrogen isotopes, you have the same fusion reactions that occur in the sun, except it all happens at once rather than at the slow measured rate that it occurs in the sun. So if you're going to be launching a missile and you want to have the maximum payload per little weight that you would put in a missile, you'd want to have a thermonuclear bomb. And during the 50s and 60s, the United States tested various designs to produce the maximum of the electromagnetic effect with the minimum of weight, and these designs are well known today. They're special structure constructions that are used in the bomb to maximize the amount of electromagnetic field and particles that are generated, and the best effect. Best is really probably the wrong word, but the strongest effects will occur when the explosion occurs, if it happens at several hundred miles above the surface of the Earth. The particles are emitted, they spiral along the magnetic field lines from that position, and go to a point called the conjugate point, which is where those field lines again cut down on the surface of the Earth.
All that thought, all the thought, we'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, and Mr. Carl Pullman, we're talking about the background of what's really going on as far as the danger of an EMP attack. The electromagnetic pulse actually comes in three waves. They're very close to one another, each with a slightly different type of electricity. Now, what would the EMP attack do with our electric grid? What would happen if you had your computer on at the time of an EMP attack? What would happen to your computer if it was turned off during an EMP attack? Or do we know? But please go right ahead.
Well, the first thing that is going to happen is that there's going to be a high voltage pulse, somewhat like a lightning strike, coming in on the wires, the telephone wires and the power lines. So if your computer was connected to the internet and not directly by fiber, and hardly anybody does that, you're going to get a big pulse of thousands of volts coming in through your power lines, and the chances are that's going to blow the surge suppressor that you have, and it's going to blow your power supply in your computer, and then your computer is going to fail, and your lighting system, your power distribution system is likely to behave like lightning strikes, and that's going to fail. And there's some very big transformers in the power system, and there'll be ground surges coming up through the ground circuits of the power system and likely blow the transformers that are present in the power distribution plants and many of the sub-distribution plants. So not only will you lose your computer, but you'll lose all your power and the power that's needed to refrigerate all of our food is very likely to be out for days. And this isn't going to happen just in a small area like a lightning strike. It's going to happen pretty much in circles of hundreds of miles from where the explosion occurred to perhaps thousands of miles, which means that all of the power systems in the United States, many of the transformers will blow out. And in some cases, these transformers are hundreds of tons in weight and take a good fraction of a year to build. And the backlog for ordering these is sometimes 2 to 4 years. and many of them come from overseas. So this is very, very possibly going to have an economic effect on the United States for a period of 3 to 5 years. There were some solar flares similar to EMP in South Africa that took about 14 transformers in their power grid out all at the same time, and they were in economic distress for about 5 years until the power system was brought back into its full operational state.
How long ago was that? I hadn't heard about that.
Wow.
A few years, of course.
I'm not exactly sure. I think it was 5-6 years ago. I will look that up, and possibly I'll have that before the end of the program.
All right, very good. Well, now, basically, what if we wanted to prevent this catastrophic event from happening, what should be done or should have been done to protect our electronic grid, our telephone grid across America?
Well, it's hard to protect it except to turn it off.
What about putting in breakers?
One of the things that could be done is to have part of it, if we have a warning of a missile launch from our warning systems, we can turn perhaps 80% of our power grid off for a period of 20 minutes or so around the time when we expect the maximum threat to occur. And in many cases, disconnect segments of the system from each other so that signals, destructive signals, would not propagate beyond a short distance. And then, after the danger is over, we can try bringing the system back on to, online again. If our computers were all unplugged and not connected to telephone lines, they would be relatively safe. And spare parts could be wrapped in aluminum foil and stored in metal containers, and they would be safe in that mode.
All right, I think we have a telephone call coming in, and I think it's on a different subject, but I think it's an important subject. Who's calling?
Dr. Stan, Randy Yarbrough.
Randy, what would you want to say?
Well, just to alert the folks out there that if they can anyway show up to the state capitol there in Denver today, the Senate is hearing in two different committees the gun control bills passed in the House. They're rushing this through with great haste to try and get this passed before the people can be heard. So if there's any way you folks here in Colorado can make it down to Denver and do the same thing that the folks in Tennessee did some years ago on their state income tax, they simply said, no, we won't have any part of it, and we're going to drive around the Capitol here in our private conveyances and honk our horns until you realize that we will not put up with it. They're trying to push this through with great haste and disarm the people. One of the things that came up is the magazine ban. The way that's worded, they don't openly say it, but the way it's worded, that could cover all pump action and semi-auto shotguns. So,
if anybody want people to go down to the state capitol today, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, what time?
If they can't make it, then call the switchboard at 888-473-8136.
Give that number again.
888-473-8136.
God bless. Thanks very much for letting our listeners know and let us know what happens, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless and hang in there.
We will, don't you worry. And remember, of course, gun control is people control. They very well know that when they disarm the people, the criminals are still going to have their weapons. So what you want to do is say, look, gun control, fine. We'll talk about it after you've disarmed the criminals. You disarm the criminals because if you take away our guns and the criminals still have theirs, who's going to protect us? Well, they'll say, well, we can't get the guns from the criminals. That's right. And what happened at Sandy Hook and what has happened in other schools is simply the blood is on the hands of the people who passed laws saying there could be no guns there to protect the children. We needed guns at Sandy Hook to protect the children, and there were none, and they were slaughtered. And the same thing's going to happen in America. You disarm the people, and they know that. We're heading into an international crisis. That's why they're in such a hurry to disarm the people and let them know, no way. Thanks very much for calling. And let's get back to our caller, Carl Pullman. And we're talking about the danger of an EMP attack. Should this happen, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there would be chaos in America, and you would need weapons to defend yourself and your family.
Dr. Stan, the disaster that occurred in South Africa was from a solar flare on Halloween in the year 2003. It was not one of the biggest solar flares that has been observed in history, not at all. But South Africa was hit, and the conjugate point, Malmo, Sweden, was also hit. In South Africa, 400,000-volt transformers blew out all at the same time, and the power network just totally went down, and then it took months, almost years, to fully restore the power network for that country.
And, of course, what has happened, ladies and gentlemen, is they've moved the construction of the transformers offshore. Why are we producing them here? Oh, they can produce them much more better and efficiently over in communist China. Yes, communist China. We never refer to China as communist China, but that is who will have to provide the transformers so America could restore the electric power grid. And we're talking about literally thousands of transformers here in America, all have the potential to go out, certainly at one time, in case of an EMP attack, because all of the grid is interlocked. Now, what effect would breakers have? If we put breakers into the lines, would this tend to prevent this catastrophic event from taking place?
Well, there's an interesting experiment that occurred in the Soviet tests, the EMP tests. They set off a burst, and there was a 400-kilometer-long, I'm sorry, it was 1,000 kilometers, almost 400 miles, long buried power transmission cable. And the EMP induced in that cable acting as one long antenna. They had no breakers in that, and it went that entire length back to the power plant and started a fire which destroyed the power plant. If we had a transformer at the end, one transformer at a U.S. nuclear plant was destroyed by ground surge currents that occurred during another solar flare event. And an EMP burst of a nuclear or thermonuclear bomb hundreds of miles up in the ionosphere, above the ionosphere, that would create these ground currents, and they would take out some of the big transformers and switching equipment that is located in some of our larger power sources and nuclear power plants and so forth. So these plants would likely be vulnerable. They would very much likely have disasters similar to the disaster that occurred in Japan. Not that they would be overwhelmed by a wave of water. No, they would just lose the power that is needed to control everything, and the control systems for the nuclear reactors would go out, and the cooling and the cool down circuits might likely fail, and these plants would be in an extreme danger of melting down.
I think that's what people really don't understand. When the electricity goes out, of course, they use electricity in a nuclear power plant, but they're not going to have it there. They must have some, do they have backup certain systems or generators or things like that in the nuclear power plant so they'll have enough electricity to shut things down in orderly fashion? Or what would happen to a nuclear power plant if there is one of EMP attack that were to take out the grid? Or isn't there an alternative system to help them through this difficult time?
Well, that's a good question. The computer systems might well be malfunctioning. The diesel generators that they have to run the cooling most likely could be started. The batteries needed to start the generators would probably be okay if they were properly shielded and protected, but that's not it's not certain that that's the case.
Hold off. Basically, if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. A real threat.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're talking on the danger of an EMP attack. Our guest is Carl Pullman, who, of course, has his degree in physics, but has been very interested in this subject for some time. And who is calling in?
Hi, my name's Ann, and I'm calling to ask him, are there private power generators that would be able to be gotten by the public And how can we protect ourselves along with what kind of citizen group would be where we can connect to bring this to light to our legislators? Obviously, the powers that be know what's going on, but they expect us to stay in the dark. And the last thing is, let's do one or two
questions at a time. Let's do the first one. What about the generators? Would the average individual be able to get a generator to protect themselves from this? How would you respond, Carl?
Well, yes, I think that would be probably a very good way of operating. First of all, you probably will have to go through a period where you run from an auxiliary generator. Now, you can buy these relatively small portable gasoline-driven generators, and you can have them wired with a switch so that you can cut off your main breaker and switch these things in, and then when main power is restored, you can turn off your generator and switch back to the power that might be provided by the utility. The thing is, if you have a warning, first thing I would do would be to turn off the main circuit breaker in my house and go around and unplug everything, all the appliances and so forth, so the wires going into these things are as short as possible. And then the chances are your own equipment will survive much better than when it's connected to the power grid and under power.
Carl, I mean, they're not going to give us a warning if there's an attack. Wouldn't you anticipate it would be a surprise attack?
They've got to launch a missile. At the present time, Iran doesn't have any missiles that will reach us. North Korea has both bombs and missiles and are trying to put those together. But it takes a multi-stage missile, and we have spy satellites that are watching these countries, as well as the Soviet Union and China, for missile launches. And it takes an hour to a few minutes for the missile to reach, depending on whether it's a sea launch or it's an intercontinental launch.
Well, if it was a sea launch, wouldn't it just be a matter of a few minutes if it was a sea launch?
That's right, but there are very few countries that have the nuclear submarines that have the missiles inside them and are standing around off our shores. The U.S. Navy is chartered with monitoring these and following them with their sonar and their anti-submarine warfare task forces.
Can a missile be launched from the deck of a freighter going by?
It could be that, or it could be in one of our ports. That would be another means of attack, but it wouldn't most likely create an EMP effect.
All right, fine. Well, then the question asked, what about the generator? And of course, if people have the generator, how long would the fuel last? Would we have ready access to fuel for our generators?
Well, let's assume that your car survived. There's a good chance that cars will and diesel trucks will survive if they're turned off at the time. And many cars are underground in garages that would probably be protected. Then you go down to the gas station and they don't have any power and they can't pump the fuel out of the ground. So we'll have some difficulty unless the gas stations also have these generators.
I think that's the real threat, is that we wouldn't be able to get the fuel, the diesel, or the gasoline for our generators. And then, of course, the second question that our caller had asked is, what can people do at this time to try to get our legislators to do what's right to try to protect us?
I think that's poor policy. If we expect legislators to protect us, that's ridiculous. Basically, we have to be independent ourselves. We have to have a lifestyle that can drop back into a mode that doesn't need so much electricity and not to say that you necessarily have to have your apartment look like a farm, but where possible, the legislators do not have the technical smarts to do anything. I think relying on legislators, all they do is make laws that screw things up.
And
I agree. Is our caller still there?
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Well, yes, I appreciate that. 10:30 this morning in Denver is where the bills, the gun bills, are going to be heard. So from 10:30 probably till 6 or 7.
Get there. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they know the reason this has been coordinated across America is they know their cataclysmic event is coming. That's why they have their underground shelters. They've laid in large supplies of freeze-dried food for themselves, why they've collected almost 2 billion rounds of ammunition. They know a major event is coming, and they're prepared for the elite. Anything else you wanted to say this morning?
No, thanks a lot, but I think that we need to tell our legislators we know what's going on about the EMP possibility, and they need to get with it. Okay?
Amen to that. Thanks very
much.
And I think we have another caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Greeley calling in again, and I appreciate you covering the whole EMP issue. And I was wanting to ask your guest about the targeted possibilities of small-scale EMP uses. And I think you may recall I had an experience like that. I won't go into the details because I'd like to hear his explanation of the physics, electromagnetic physics, or possibilities here where we could have a directed or targeted EMP as opposed to the massive stuff, which is also very dangerous, as you're speaking about. And I'll just kind of settle back here and let you guys communicate
well, would
that.
Would you explain what you mean targeted EMP? Because I'm not acquainted with that phrase.
Well, I think you might recall that I had an experience like that where I had a bolt go through our house, and it was just like what your guest explained. I mean, we felt the shock. We felt like we were hit with lightning. But nothing went out. My motherboard on my computer, I was online at the time. The only thing that was burned was everything directly related to the modem frequency. The transmitter on our wireless was burned out. There was no marks or anything like that burned up there. All the connections through the box into the house that were grounded, nothing burned there. The modem burned and my port into my computer burned. Everything else was left untouched. My motherboard, that we didn't lose any VCRs, nothing was blinking 12, you know, we didn't lose any electronic or digital clocks, we didn't throw any circuit breakers, there was a little bit of a blink in the lights, I knew something hit us, but I was about the only person in this area that was hit with that,
well, were
that
you
EMP
the, were you the only person or about the only person?
I can't verify that I was the only one, but the guy from the Skybeam who handles our wireless said that he didn't see anybody else that had something similar to that. They know they have been hit by lightning at times, but usually you see the transmitter, you know, kind of darkened and burned from a hot bolt of some sort.
Well, this
is very strange.
A lightning strike.
Yeah.
This is not lightning. Hold on. Thanks. We'll get to that as soon as we get back. Again, our number 877-254-7.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. Cintas, the uniform people.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Well, our caller, basically, are you sure this wasn't a lightning strike, or was this some sort of a surge on your electric system?
Well, it could have been, but I doubt it. It definitely, I felt the bolt. We felt the surge, just like your guest explained. I mean, something went through the house. You could feel
it. Okay, fine. Well, have you heard of anything like this, Carl?
Well, not only heard, but these things have happened. I had one of my FM antennas fall down into the high-voltage power lines. I had tube equipment at the time, but the ground circuits had a surge. Fortunately, everything was grounded, so what I got was a little bit of parallel current. We've had several power outages. An actual ground fault interrupter failed, took the surge protector out, and took a whole host of equipment out. We just recently had at the mobile home park about 500 houses lost power, and when power was restored, our satellite dish and satellite receiver had been destroyed. Nothing would light up, and when I replaced the receiver with a new one, the dish was still dead. Had similar with a rooftop powered amplifier for the terrestrial TV. Again, the power surge did that. When you have a EMP surge or a lightning surge, quite often the currents come up out of the ground and go out. So the ground circuitry, but certainly the ones that relate to your phone line and to your power line, are coming from different sources, and there can be terrifically large potential differences. And so those particular circuits are small signal circuits not designed to handle power, but even the power supplies themselves can go out. And you just have to, well, if you want to be self-reliant, if you think everybody's going to have the same problem at the same time with an EMP attack, you need to provide your own spares.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It's pretty good. I still have some questions, of course, about the targeted capability of this, but I'll let you guys get on to some other things, and I'll listen in. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thanks so much, and we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jane from Colorado.
Good.
Dr. Stan, you've mentioned in the past that a lot of the parts and the transformers are made in communist China to run our electric grid. I'd like to tell you of an experience I had last week when I called to get a small part, 4 inches by 1.5 inches by 1 inch, with 6 wires coming out of it. It's not very big. I usually get it from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, but guess what? That company had been bought out 3 times since I ordered before, because I always stock up. Now I have to wait 3 months for a piece to come from Tijuana, Mexico. 3 months. I say that the Chinese will keep us from getting the parts we need, and we better darn well learn how to make them again right here in the USA. And
amen.
I'll listen.
Amen. God bless.
Bye.
Okay, and who else is calling in?
I'm a caller. I've been listening to your program a lot. My question for the guest is, I saw on a program, Future Weapons, and they were demonstrating something almost like a drone, and they could set it down in a neighborhood, and they remotely could control bursts of EMI where they wanted it to happen. So I wanted to know if your guests knew anything about that.
Well, EMI is sounds like it might be EMP, but actually is different. It's a broad-spectrum continuous wave interference, and it's designed to take out cellular systems and so forth. One thing is, if you expect somebody to come in and set off a bomb using a cell phone as the trigger device, you can blank out the cell systems so that calls will not go through. Those are relatively low power, but they do have directed EMP generators that they use for testing to determine the survivability of automobiles and trucks and other devices. And but if they really had an effective EMP-directed device, they'd be using it right now, because these improvised explosive devices that are so shaking up and killing our troops as they go down the highways in Afghanistan, they would beam those ahead, pulse them, and these devices would go off. They don't have that, although they are trying to develop those things.
And my other question was, do you recommend building a Faraday cage?
Well, I don't think you need one for yourself. If you want to keep a spare computer or the old one that you retired, you could put that in a metal box, and that would act like a Faraday cage. You could wrap all your spare parts in aluminum foil. That would help them keep those in a metal container. You know, but basically I would unplug everything when I wasn't using it, when I was away from home. Just what you do. I mean, Denver is a lightning prone area. You have possibilities that your equipment will go out because lightning strikes a few miles away.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much, Dr. Stan, for your hard effort in bringing the guests on.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, our guest this morning has been Carl Pullman. Carl, do you have a website or anything that you'd like to put out so people could get more information from you?
Well, the one society that I belong to, the Institute of Electronic and Electrical Engineers, IEEE.org, has a website, and there is an article. You can find it by Googling IEEE spectrum and perfect storm, and that will find an article on the natural surges that can occur because of the solar flares.
That's IEEE.perfectstorm. Okay, God bless. Thanks very much. Talk to you this evening. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I have to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we do have programs in the afternoon and the evening on multiple stations, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you, or you could subscribe to the newsletter, or you could certainly donate, or you can get the DVDs or the 4 CD sets of the books and the other items. We offer syllabuses, and it all goes to help keep our programs on the air. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because God has kept us going now for close to 20 years, and hopefully we'll be going, well, as long as he keeps me going. Although I have to admit, I was just down in Long Beach this last weekend at a conference, and I'm slowing down a little bit, but that's not too surprising. Under any circumstances, we'll go as long as we're supposed to. We are entering into, though I believe, a time of chaos and crisis. You need to understand the danger of an EMP attack. We do have an excellent 4 CD set. We have an excellent DVD on this, a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper. We carry the book titled A Nation Forsaken, and we carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the danger of an EMP attack. Now, I have to tell you, you can pull it down off the Internet. We have it nicely bound, but you can get that, and you can get the 2008 report. Congress knows it is a danger, and yet nothing has been done. Doesn't make any sense, unless, of course, when you see things that are happening, you realize there has to be a different agenda. And this, I think, is a very real threat. The other side, the people of great wealth, of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls America, is making preparations for themselves. They're hurriedly trying to get legislation through to disarm the people. They want us disarmed. And all I say is, look, if there's a problem, disarm the criminals. Pass a law, we'll disarm the criminals, but that won't work. Well, then, if you're going to disarm us, the criminals are going to have their weapons. Who's going to defend us? Are the elite? No, they're going to be hiding in their bunkers. Are the police? No, the police will be chaotic. Everything will be chaotic. That's the thing about whether it be an EMP attack or something else coming down the line. What happens if somebody wanted to invade America? Who would defend it? Neither the Japanese nor Germans would consider it certainly attacking America during World War II. The American people were armed. And that's our strength. The traitors in your legislature, and you call them what they are, the traitors, if they vote for gun control, it's not going to solve the problem. It's going to help those people who want to create chaos in America. And believe me, when they disarm the guards at the White House, when they disarm the guards who are guarding the United States Congress, when they disarm the police, then we'll know that we have nothing to worry about, or will we? No, our founding fathers wanted us to have weapons to defend ourselves and our families, and you need to be out there demonstrating, and if you possibly get there to the legislature in Denver at 10:30 today, let them know and drive around. Let them know that you are upset, and get everybody you know upset, because we're heading to a dictatorship. This is not imaginary. It's real. And whether it'll be an EMP attack or something else, I don't know what they have in mind. But believe me, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you haven't ordered a case of them, of this, I think this and next week will be the last 2 weeks, and then we're just going to discontinue the offer. We'll print the number that we can, and, well, I don't know who will do that. Many of these, I probably won't. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, it's the same time. It'll do this.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This